This morning and glorify yourself. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands and take your seat wherever you are. We have a quick one this morning, please. We'll just run through something then tonight when we can have a full and proper service. I want to thank God for my being in Imo State today. I was in Imo some couple of years ago. Amen. Is it years ago or 2 years ago? Four. Wow. Thank God for Pastor Ogin's Eze. Amen. If you love your pastor, if you're an Omega member and aware, you just... Yes. Amen. And for every pastor in the crowd, and those of you who are sons of the prophet, thank you for coming. We believe, God, this will be a blessing to your life. Amen. All our senior pastors, the same thing. Isaiah chapter 36, verse 4. Isaiah 36 and verse 4, the fourth verse of the 36th chapter of Isaiah. And Rabshakeh said unto him, say ye now to Ezekiah, thus saith the great king of Israel, what confidence is this wherein thou trusted? What confidence is this wherein thou trusted? Walking in confidence. Walking. W-A-L-K. Walk. To walk. To walk. Walking in confidence. The greatest concern of your enemy in your battle life, in the midst of your battle, is your confidence. If you want to mess up opposition, mess up confrontation, if you want to mess up the challenges of life, you must develop confidence to face the battle. When David met Goliath, Goliath did not bother about the size of David. The panic Goliath had was the confidence of David. When David displayed so much confidence, Goliath was shocked. When Abraham fought five kings, one man, Abraham was not a warrior. Abraham was a shepherd. When a shepherd begins to dive into a profession that is not his specialty, he fought five warriors. What gave him victory? It was confidence in the battles of life. If you must come out victorious, then you must understand the place of confidence in the battles of destiny. In Psalm 27 verse 3, the psalmist said, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and in this will I be confident. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, he said, be confident of this one thing, that he that begun a good work, he shall complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35, he said, cast not away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Am I talking to somebody here? Am I talking to somebody here? Let me tell five people, you need confidence. 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 Confidence is the seal of victory. Confidence is the seal of victory. Confidence is the seal of victory. Especially when you are walking with God, when you place your heart in God. In Proverbs rather chapter 3 and verse 26, he said, the Lord shall be thy confidence. In Isaiah chapter 30, if you read from verse 15, he said, in quietness shall be thy confidence and thy strength. What does that tell you? Confidence is strength. Once you are confident, you draw strength. Am I talking to somebody here? The reason you've lost battles of life is because you lose confidence. When doctors give a person a report, and the person looks at the doctor and says, "Doctor, this cancer can't kill me. This tumor can't swallow me. This fibroid can't take my life." What is speaking is confidence. When somebody walks into this kind of program and they told you, "You have HIV, you have tumor, you have hepatitis," and you look at yourself and say, "As I'm walking out of the house, I know I'm not going back home with this sickness." What is welling up is confidence. And I'm going to show you some confident boosters that boost a man's confidence. Any battle that has been precedent in your life up until now, every mountain, every high water that has been in your life before now, by reason of this encounter today, that battle ends forever. That your amen is not a good one. That battle ends forever. You see, in life, things don't change with time. Things change with action. Stop saying with time things will be better. There's nowhere that things get better with time. If you allow time to drag on, the only thing you add to your age is experience. Hear me? Things don't change with time. There was a man called Jonah. Jonah was in the ship, and the ship was going to Tarshish. God had sent him to Nineveh, but the ship was going to Tarshish, and because he was disobeying God, a storm arose against the ship. As the storm rose against the ship, all the mariners, those that owned the ship, began to throw away their investments. They throw away their goods. They throw away their money. They throw away all they had. And after they did that, they discovered there is one man who is not around us. They saw him there, and they discovered he was at fault, and they also threw him away, and there was peace. But I tell myself a question: if they have discovered Jonah on time, they would not have lost their property. They would not have lost their goods. If what you know now, you knew it 10 years ago, your life would have been better than it is now. There are people you now know are your enemies, but 5 years ago you thought they were your friends. There are things you know now that you didn't know years ago. I pray for the spirit of on time. Hey, the spirit of on time. You will marry on time. You will settle on time. You will arrive on time. You will occupy on time. If your amen is now, that take the blessing. I didn't come to Owerri to negotiate. I came with a general purpose machine gun. I came to Hero Square like a trailer without brake. Any sickness we see, we crush it. Poverty we see, we crush it. Let marriage, we crush it. I prophesy with my eyes open and with my eyes closed. Look at my eyes. Every one of you that has been tied by a strong man, tied by a strong woman, whether in the village, whether they kept it in the sea, or kept it in the air, look at my eyes. I prophesy that case break today. Shato kapikato shakota tika pila katela reko so parikataya. Take your seat. Confidence. What is confidence? Confidence is the combustion of exuberance and divine backing. Confidence is the combustion. Combustion is a combination. Combination. When this brings this. Confidence is a combustion of natural exuberance and divine backing. In other words, if God is backing a man, and yet the man is not aware, he lives like a millipede. He lives like a Lilliputian. If God is supporting a man, and the man is not aware of that divine support, he lives in timidity. He lives in fear. But the day you know who is backing you up, the day you know who is standing by you, you move with springs under your legs. You move with audacity. Let me tell 5 people, God is backing me up. It was exuberance that was upon Nabokosiba Kataya, upon David. Let me tell you why the devil is angry with you. You see, there are 4 heavens. How many heavens? How many heavens? There is the heaven of heavens. That is where God lives. God dwells. Heavens of heavens. Then there is the staric heavens. There is the atmospheric heavens, when you look at the cloud, you see this thing you are seeing? Eh? It's called atmospheric heavens. That's the one you are seeing. Then there is the starry heavens. Then this earth you are seeing is heaven on its own. This earth represents a heaven. Okay. When God was in oppression, then God lives in the heaven of heavens. That is where Satan was before. When he rebelled, two-thirds of the angels rebelled, followed him, and God cast him into the starry heavens. That's where he operates. Are you following me? That's where he resides. So what the devil did was that he had to quickly, reactively run to Adam to occupy the Eden that Adam operated in. Because Satan is looking for so much recruits against God. So he came to Eden, which was another heaven on this earth, which was a heaven, and he manipulated the serpent. The serpent was a full animal. It was beast. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 verse 1, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the beast. It had hand and leg. Serpent you see today was like dog. You know the way dog has hand and leg. But as soon as God caught it and said, you shall crawl on your stomach, the hand entered, the leg entered, it went flat and began. That's why serpent today crawls on the leg. Because God caught it, took away the hand, took away the legs. That was a punishment for the snake world. Can you hear me? Are you following me at all? So Satan now reacted and came on the earth to deceive and deceive man. So God looked, what do I do? He sent a second Adam. In other words, you came and manipulated the first Adam, and through the sin of the first Adam, you lured people from me. So he sent a second Adam who came to this world, died, paid the price, and restored man back to God. The reason the enemy is hungry is because when man was restored, man was now restored to the heaven of heavens where God is. And the position that Satan occupied before, man now took that position. So the devil's anger is that man, that's why if he sees you, he hates you. Once you are born again, he hates you. Why? Because when you say, Jesus, I receive you, you are translated from darkness into the kingdom, the heaven of heavens. You are now seated with Christ, far above principalities, far above powers. So the anger of the devil is that you took his position. That is why he's reacting, he's angry, he's upset, he's after you with all that he has. And that is why you must be after him with all that you have. When Goliath looked at David, he said to David, he said, am I a dog? The confidence of David was what shocked Goliath. When he looked at David, David knew that the battle was not spear or sword, was not stone or shield. The battle was spiritual. That was when Goliath came. Goliath cursed David in the name of his God. Goliath was just big. When I did a study on Goliath, I discovered Goliath could not move because of his size. He had ankle problem, knee problem, it had head problem. Goliath was sick because of his size. But the strength of Goliath that made him a champion was that he had the capacity to incantate more than all the soldiers of the Philistine. That was why he incantated and cursed David. Saul could not bring down Goliath because Saul was looking at the size. David brought down Goliath because David was looking at the spiritual. So when Goliath cursed David in the name of his God, David replied in the name of the Lord. David knew, if we can handle the matter in the spirit, even stone and catapult can bring you down. The biggest battle is in the spirit. So when Saul looked at David and said, what is your confidence? Goliath, let me give you his CV, his credential. Goliath has been a warrior of battle since he was small. Goliath does not lose any battle. Number three, Goliath sword is bigger than you 10 times. Number four, he's the captain of the army. And David said, since you want credential, let me give you credential. There was a time I kept my father's flocks, and the lion came. I tore the lion with my hand. Number two, there was a time I kept
kept my father's flocks. A bear came. I tore the bear with my hand. Number three, the God that delivered me from the lion and the bear, he shall deliver me from this Goliath. What was speaking in David? It is called confidence. I come to prophesy. As you move with confidence, every battle of your life shall give way. I say, shall give way. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Lift the wind, shut fire.
Take your seat. Somebody say confidence. I can't hear you. When people see you walking from now, they are wondering why. Your steps can confuse your enemies. Confidence is the immediate expression of impetus and misconfrontation. Impetus and misconfrontation. You are going through shaking and they see you talking like somebody who doesn't feel the pain. This country is going through shaking financially and some people are not aware. They are not aware. Because no matter the economy of the forest, the lion cannot eat grass. Their supply comes from the throne of grace. Confidence, a supernatural, willful display of boldness and elimination of fear. Confidence is flagrant expression of divine punity and prudence in the midst of impunity and impudence. When you are moving with a level of sagacity, let me just move on and give you some confidence booster. Number one, when you want to operate in confidence, the first thing that gives you outstanding confidence is the fear of God. Tell five people the fear of God. Say that to five people. Say the fear of God. I can't hear you. Say the fear of God. Say the fear of God. Say the fear of God. In Proverbs 3, if you read verse 7, it says the fear of God is to depart from evil. In Proverbs 14, when you get back, read verse 26. He said, the fear of God shall be thy confidence. Nothing gives you confidence. Nothing gives you bravado like an unbridled fear for God. It helps you to face situations that you are not shaken. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord for the west. And is rising from the going down of the sun. For when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of God in Ecclesiastes 12:13, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 9, he said, the fear of the Lord is clean. To live a clean life is a proof you fear God. The fear of God is not about being scared of God, but to consider God before an action. It's not to be scared. If Jesus were here, will he do this? If Jesus were here, will he do this? How will God feel when I do this? The fear of God. Let me say this to everybody here. The life of iniquity is a waste of time. The life, what is sin? What is the definition of sin? Sin is eating the fruit and losing the garden. The definition of sin is eating the fruit and losing the garden. Anything you think you are enjoying in sin, what you've lost is more than what you gain. I told myself some time ago, years ago, that Satan won't tell me what to do. I will tell him what to do. It's an insult for the devil to suggest to me what to do. I should suggest, instead of committing sins, start committing God. Until you turn, listen, your anger at sin, your anger at sin is a proof of your hunger for God. It's not fasting, no. Fast for 1 year. Until you are angry at sin, you are not hungry for God. Carry your car and give to a church. Until you are angry at sin, you are not hungry for God. People go to the mountain. Some go to the valley. Some go and fast. Some do all kinds of things. But there's no deep anger. No anger. No anger at sin. Until you are angry at sin, you are not hungry for God. You are not hungry for God. The proof of your hunger for divinity is your anger at iniquity. I wish I was talking to anybody here. Look at Job. He said when they met Job, God, oh my God, oh my God. When I saw this years ago, my heart was boiling. That God was so excited to talk twice. Satan came first time. God mentioned Job. Have you considered Job a great man? Can God boast about you? Just a car God tried you with. He has lost the car and lost you. Waste of investment. Just a car. One tiny car. God gave you. Arrogance entered. Pride set in. Just one lifting from God. Pride set in. Arrogance entered. So when the angels of heaven next time say, let's bless him, say, no. It's a waste of investment. The last time we gave him a car, we lost the car, we lost his salvation. So let's keep him poor so he can make heaven. Let's leave him poor. You don't understand. Listen to me, child of God. There are certain things that forms hunger for God. There are certain things that form Psalm 63 from verse 1. Psalm 63 from verse 1. He says that my soul, oh God, thou art my God. Hardly will I seek thee, for my soul longeth after thee. My flesh tested after thee. To see thee in a dry and thirsty land when there is no water. To see thy power and thy glory as I've seen thee in the sanctuary. Hear me and hear me well, child of the living God. Your value in the kingdom is your pursuit for purity. I don't care what you have. What do you have? How much do you have? No matter your title in the church, there are many deacons who are deacons because of their of all kinds of sin. Is sin, no matter the description, whether you call it alcohol, you take alcohol, you are living in sin. There's no explanation. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler. What is strong drink? Alcohol. Whoever is led astray by it is not wise. But today we are trying to bring name to sin. And what the devil does, if he wants to kill the evil of sin, it gives it a name. Makes it modernized. It's not called abortion, it's called D&C. Yes, to make it to modernize it. It's not called robbery, it's called Yahoo. A thief is a thief, whether online, whether with a computer, a laptop, a thief is a thief. It's not called prostitution. It's called hustling. Am I communicating here? Am I communicating here? Why are you looking at me like that? Of course, you should know I will talk. No, I would preach the gospel of Christ. Are you following me? Sin is sin, no matter who is sinning it. Everybody in sin is going to hell. I told them in church on Sunday. I said, how will you feel for just telling a lie? I mean, a lie. There are some people that lie over nothing. It's just in their nature. Just to lie. Where did you sleep last night? London. They lie over nothing. It's just a nature. It's a habit. They just lie. Imagine you are going to hell. That kind of person is going to hell with the same person that did ritual. With somebody who sufficiently, satisfactorily committed sin. Then you that had one leg in church, one leg in lies, you went to the same hell. hall has no demarcation. There's no room 1, room 2, room 3. It's a hall. There's no department for lesser fire, no department for higher fire. The devil is on the rampage. Let's return to hunger for purity. Is somebody following me? Fear God! Look at Job. God said, Job fears God. Three people that know if you fear God. Number one, Satan knew. Satan said, does he fear God for naught? If you fear God, the devil knows. A young lady in Unilag told me she was waiting on the Lord. 3 days dry, no revelation. 3 days dry, no regulation. She kept waiting on the Lord. Father God, use me. I want to have an encounter. My pastor has preached about an encounter. I want to have an encounter. The third day, she saw an encounter. She had a revelation. She went to the hostel restroom, opened the first place to use, thinking. She locked it. Opened the second restroom, toilet. Dirty. Opened third one, dirty. And the Lord said, why can't you use it? He said, because it's dirty. God said, I want to use you, but you are too dirty. Fasting 3 days dry. And you have a married man you are sleeping with. You are dirty. Fasting 3 days dry. And you are keeping malice. You are dirty. Fasting 3 days dry. And you are two future partners. You are still praying for which is the will of God among two of them. You maintain two relationships. Can't you see your life? You maintain two relationships, hoping at the end of the day God will speak concerning one. There is no good part of evil. I say there's no good part of evil. Your hunger for God is shown by what? Your anger at sin. Anger. Brutal anger. God has feelings. If I do this, what will he feel? If I do this, what will God feel? Let me not hurt him. That's fear. Let me not hurt this God who has kept me, who has preserved me. Am I talking to anybody here at all? Let me not hurt this God. You know, if God will not favor you, it's on the platform of his record of your fear. Anytime you say no to sin, is recorded in heaven. In Malachi 3, 16-17, he said, there remaineth a book of remembrance open to them that feared God. Anytime you see an opportunity to sin and you say no, it's a record. You see a quick way to make money and it's error. You say no. You see an opportunity that would have given you a physical benefit so long it's not rooted in obedience to God. You say no. Am I communicating here? And the truth about God is he rewards your labor of love. Number two, and I'll just say this one or two and I'll move on. The second booster of confidence. What gives you confidence is that God answers prayers. Tell somebody, God answers prayers. Say that to two people, God answers prayers. I tell you, say, God answers prayers. Say that again, God answers prayers. He answers prayer. 1 John 5 verse 14. He said, this is the confidence that we have, that when we pray in line with his word, he heareth us. When we know that he heareth us, we know that all the petitions we desire of him is granted. In Luke chapter 18 verse 1, he spake a parable unto this end, saying, men ought always to pray and not to faint. There is power in prayer. In Luke chapter 11 verse 1, he said, teach us to pray, even as John taught his disciples to pray. There is power in prayer. In Psalm chapter 65 and verse 2, thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. There is power in prayer. In Psalm chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, hear me when I call, thou God, my righteousness. There is power in prayer. prayer. Am I talking to somebody here? In Psalm chapter 55, verse 16 and 17, he said, but as for me, I will call upon God. Evening and morning at noon will I pray. I will cry out. He shall hear my voice. In Psalm chapter 18, verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. In Psalm chapter 61, from verse 1 to verse 3, hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There is power in prayer. In Matthew 21, verse 13, he say, my Father's house is a house of prayer. They have turned it to a den of thieves. Am I communicating here? Am I communicating? In Mark 11, 24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, he said, call on me, I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. There is power in prayer. If there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. We must understand instrumentality. In Psalm chapter 55, verse 22, cast your bodies upon the Lord, he shall sustain you. He will not suffer the righteous to be moved. There is power in prayer. If there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. In James chapter 5, from verse 15, 16, 17, Elijah was a man of like passion, but he prayed that it should not rain 3.5 years, and it did not rain. In other words, Elijah was weak like you, was a human being like you, he can be hungry like you, he had all the frailties, the limitations of the flesh like you. But what made Elijah Elijah was that he prayed. In other words, once you pray, you swallow up human weaknesses. Once you can pray, you swallow up human frailties. Elijah was Elijah because of prayer. If there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. If you understand the power of prayer and that your God answers prayer, it gives you confidence. Whenever you face battle, whenever you face high mountains, high waters, it gives you confidence that God answers prayer. Am I talking to somebody here? One time in America, they gave a law that reading the Bible was no more permitted in the assembly. You don't read the Bible in the assembly. And a young boy was a high school, what you call secondary school, came out and said, he has something to say. He said, what is it? Brought out the New Testament Bible. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world, before he finished, he held him. And he said, they're going to dump him in a juvenile jail, a jail for children. Put the boy there for reading the Bible in public. They spent 3 days there, and they told him he has to apologize. So that becomes a lesson for other children. He has to apologize that he was wrong. 3 days of fire and vengeance. Cooked himself in the place of prayer. When he came out, he said, go and apologize. He said, I will. Came out, he stood and brought out his Bible. He said, like I was saying 4 days ago, for God so loved the world. As they were coming, the teachers were rushing close to him. All of them, bam, knocked down by the power of God. As he was talking, the school scattered. Everywhere scattered. The whole place was on fire because somebody was coming from an atmosphere of prayer. One of my sons in Ghana, many years ago, he had a revelation. The woman that gave him a land to build a church was a witch. He didn't know because the woman loved God, carried Bible. He said, God, this can't be true. He told me, I said, give me 2 days. I prayed. The Lord said, it's true. She's a witch. Ah! So what do I do? I said, tell her you want to minister deliverance to her as a benefit of the land that she gave you. She needs to be free. She can't give you a land and you see this kind of thing and ignore it. So he went to the lady. He tried to paraphrase it. There are people, once you are guilty, anything said is wrong. That's like, once you are guilty, anything anybody tells you in that line of your guilt is wrong. Low tone, high tone. Have you seen a thief who is angry that they are shouting on him that he's a thief? I'm a thief, but say it quietly. Say it quietly. If you're a thief, you don't deserve tone. They should tell you anyhow. So he told the lady, and the lady got angry and said, give me my land. He said, no, madam, I'm not saying, we should minister. We have to help you. He said, give me my land. They have built church on the land. How can they remove church building? They took the man to court. And the judge was her man friend.
There was nothing they could do. It means she was going to lose. He was going to lose the case. And he told me, he said, Daddy, I've lost it. I said, no. Take out 7 days.
Katubu yagadeya. Ekwakwa zuzu perekiatu ataba irasa. Pray in the... Just spend 7 days speaking in tongues, 5 hours per day. And land in court. He landed in court.
They called him out to give his submission. He stood on the dock. He said, I never called her a witch, but I'm calling her a witch now. And I will prove it. Hey, the judge adjusted his goggles, put on the nose. Go ahead. Defense counsel, tell your man to go ahead and prove it. He said, I'm going to call the name of Jesus 3 times. If she remains standing, she is not a witch. But if she, the power of God picks her, she's a witch. People brought out their phone so that they can have evidence. Because the judge said, if you can do that, then you win the case. They brought out phone. Because in this generation, everybody is a photographer. Are you following what I'm talking about? They brought out their phone. Say, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The power picked her. Landed her. Bam. The old court shouted, one. In the name of Jesus. Picked her again. Shouted, two. She was standing. I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch. The power picked her. The daughter. Bam. And the judge said, case dismissed. You are a witch. Pastor, keep your land. Matter settled. Everything. It takes power. You cannot pray without power. Prayer brings power. Once you're a man of prayer, get ready for power. In this generation, we don't bow to grammar. They bow to power. This generation has no respect for lecturers. They have less respect for demonstrators. Am I talking to somebody? Paul said, I did not come to you with the tiny words of one's wisdom, but with demonstration of the spirit and power. Between today and tomorrow, with your eyes, yeah, you will see the power of God. I said, with your eyes, yeah, you will see the power of God.
Wait.
Some years ago, I was going to an African nation to have a crusade, and they said they will not give us the stadium. What are we coming for? So, the young man we were using there said, blind will see, lame will walk, deaf will hear, dumb will speak. And they said, they laughed. They said, if the lame will walk, blind will, and all of that, tell the man to come first and do the one we can see. We'll take him to the settlement of the blind, the deaf, the dumb. And I prayed about it. I told my wife, I said, I'm going there. He said, but it's not the week of the program. I said, no, let me just rush there. On a Sunday evening, I flew there. I saw the leaders in government. I said, I'm the one to hold the program. They said, okay, you rest in the hotel in the morning. We'll come take you to the settlement where we have the blind, the deaf, the dumb. Let the miracle happen. You don't need to pay for the stadium. We will pay. We will organize everything. And I said, good. I spent time waiting on the Lord that night, prayed. And in the morning by 8, I saw a convoy. I saw camera. I saw everybody. I said, this is serious. I said, no problem. So when there, that was when I saw cripple. Not paralyzed. Cripple. Like this. You see bone twisted like this. You see all kinds of people. And I saw them. As I walked there, blind, lame, this. They lined them up. Camera. They say, is he apostle or bishop? I said, no, I'm an apostle. It's okay. Over to you. I loved it. I said, can I do anything? Anything you want to do, just do. I said, because I'm there to worship God, to attract uncommon presence. So I took 5-10 minutes to worship God. When I knew the angel was around, easy, see, walk, 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 bones, pra, 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 everywhere turned upside down. And before I got to the 20, they said, stop, stop. What is the date of the program? What date? One of the men who had camera called me, said, can you pass by our house? My mother has issues. The other one called me. The other one called me. Listen to me. It takes power to silence the enemy. I don't know who you are. In the next few minutes, as we pray, you will see the power of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody shout power. Oh my God. Shout power. Shout power. Shout power. Shout power. Shout power. Gives you confidence. The power of God. Not the rubbish going around today. When people get power from different means. The East has become so polluted that some of us don't even want to come because we almost get irritated. Everybody now is a pastor. Everybody is a prophet. All kinds of people. Once somebody fails in selling spare part business, he opens church with the same shop. remove all the spare parts, put bench, and sell anointing oil, sell all those things. I don't know. But I'm telling you, sir, there are still genuine moves of God. The power of God is real. It's real. That the confidence you have when you have the power of God is that you are any nation you enter. Once you get power from demonic means, a higher demon will swallow you up. You are intimidated when you meet a higher. But when you have the power of God, you look at any devil in the face. You are ready to slaughter, to slay. You are ready to look at witches and barbecue them. You are ready to turn wizards to shawarma. Am I talking to somebody here? You are ready now to tear down and suyarize oppressors. You are looking for DBS to slaughter. You are looking for strong men to destroy. Am I talking to somebody here? You are ready to suyarize every strong man oppressors of hell. Tell somebody it is time to pray. That's a problem we have. Problem we have is that this generation doesn't pray. We only pray when we have a problem. We only pray when we have a need. Some of you are here now. The only prayer, you are not praying to know this God. Father, heal me. Oh, your servant is here. Heal me. Mother says, oh God, give me car. Oh God, give me house. Prayer. Oh God, give me car. Oh God, give me house. Oh God, husband. Oh God, what a wife, children, house. Oh God, give me car. Give me job. Give me house. And this and this and this. Oh God, are you there? Where are you? Give me car. Give me house. Husband, children, good job. My shop. And this and this and this. Oh God, visa, PK, money. And this and this and this. Oh God, are you there? Where are you? Give me car. Give me house. A new wife. A new job. A new child. And this and this and this. Oh God, where are you? Are you there? Give me house. A car, visa, business, and this and this and this. Oh God, are you there? Where are you? Give me a car. You are full of need. But there are people God is raising who are not praying because they need anything. Listen to me. Listen, God has blessed me small. But I never prayed for one. My wife and I have never heard that one. Say, Father, financial. We never. The prayer we pray is, Lord, increase our love. We don't even discuss money in my house. We don't discuss money. We discuss loving God. But there's a way my wife will behave. I say, you see, your love for God is reducing. There's a way I will behave. You see, my husband, your love for God. Those are the kind of things we talk about. We don't talk about business. Because seek Him first. When you pursue Him, every other thing will pursue you. You are praying, not because you have a problem, because you love God. This is the generation of them that seek thy face. It's not the generation of them that seek thy hand, or that seek thy finance, or thy breakthrough. That seek thy face. Ah, not for what I want, but for whom you are. You get married before you know it. You have children before you realize you are even married. Because your heart, your hunger is for God, not for settlement. The reason you are not married is because you have made that your priority in your serving God. You have made that your priority. The reason you have not tried is because you have made that your priority. I love Him. I'm addicted to Him. I'm following Him, not for what I want. But for whom He is, that gives you confidence. There are so many young men who are copying wrong things. Because your mentality about God is not what He can give you. You are pursuing His hand, not His heart. Seek His heart, and you will enjoy His hand. Seek the heart of God, not the hand of God. Seek His heart. You can say, Lord, even whether marriage or no marriage, I love you. I'm addicted. Child or no child, I'm addicted. When I was getting married, up to four people came and gave me prophecies that my wife cannot have a child. They saw the revelation. So they saw it. One of them is somebody who I respect his prophetic accuracy. I saw you more than 15 years of marriage. believing God for a child. You were crying. It was like a mockery of your ministry. Don't marry her.
I laughed.
And I'm not saying you didn't see well. But you didn't see me. This one, is what I see in her is the love of God. 16 years now, we have six. We decided, we were the one begging God, it's okay, oh, it's okay. The last one said, it was, I don't know, till today, I don't know. I just, okay, let's just discuss. Pam! We're just discussing. Am I talking to somebody here? Let's just discuss. And she's, that one is the closest to me now, almost the closest. I just say, let's discuss. The way this country is going now, let's talk about these national issues and...
Pop. One blow, seven echoes. But it started
in the love of God. I want to raise up a generation of people. Those of you who came sick, forget about that thing. Forget about it. You are blind. You can't walk. No, forget about that. Just make your ways right with God. Leave that blindness. Forget it. The way you start, the way miracles happen will be like water. Miracles are nothing before Him. The dead coming to life is nothing. It's nothing. You will see it with your eyes this morning. You will see it all through the program. Miracles you until you're almost tired. It's a grace that backs up a mandate. And it's excessive in our life. It's excessive. There's hardly a week, to the glory of God, I don't see blind eyes open, lame walk. Hardly a week. I'm not saying a year. Hardly a week. But that's not my priority. Because even Jairus' daughter that was brought back to life died again. Am I talking to somebody here? The Shunammite son that came back to life died again. When he grew old, he would die again. So miracles are not priority or primary. It's your relationship with heaven. That's the third booster of confidence. Salvation. And I'm going to pray. If you are not saved, you are not safe. If you don't know Jesus, it doesn't matter who you know nothing. The biggest dummy in life, the biggest dummy, daft, is the person who thinks he can do everything or anything without God. He said in John chapter 15 from verse 5, 6 and 7, without me you can do but nothing. That means all you can do is equal to nothing. If you don't know God, no matter who you know nothing. It's a third booster and final booster. Once you are saved, you walk with audacity. You know that the devil cannot kill you. You know that the devil cannot swallow you up. You know that if this world ends now, you have a home up there. Some of you came here with sickness and troubles and trials of your life. Your destination is more important than your condition. Where you are going is more important than what you are going through. Your destination, heaven or hell, is more important than your condition, paralysis or blindness. Your destination, where are you going? If we pray with you, your eyes open, your legs can now walk. What if you die? Where are you going? Just this pain of paralysis, you are crying. What about the internal pain of hell? You cannot move your body, you are crying. What about in hell when there is no end? No end, eternity. Under this small sun, you are covering your hair because it's hot. But what about hell? The Bible says the fire quenched not the worms. As the fire is burning, the worms are eating the body. It died not. Make up your mind to balance your confidence in knowing this God. In knowing this God, I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul.
I wanna live eternal life. God, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God, save my soul. Can you be upstanding, everybody? I have two prayers here we're going to take. Can you be upstanding? Kalotobra kata kata katash. Can you be upstanding? We're going to take a prayer. And I'm going to take this prayer loud and clear. Don't forget, I said the greatest concern of your enemy is your confidence. We're going to have a massive move of God here tonight. This night is different. And those of you who are sick in body, you have any form of disease, as I minister, just get ready, because the miracles are going to just start breaking forth. Oh my God. I said the miracles will just start breaking forth. Amen. The miracles will start breaking forth. Amen. I want us to pray before we get into this session, but there's someone, your name is Tina, Augustina. You are blind. Something flew like an insect into the eyes and became blind. Stop there. Stop there. For how long? Five years. Where are you from? Hiala. Okay, now, I want us to pray, but let me show you something. Any pastor, anybody, photographer, anybody there, anybody there, let me use anybody. Anyone there. Move close, Reverend, just put your hand on your eyes. 5 years, who are you to her?
My sister.
Eh?
My sister.
Your sister?
Yes, sir.
After I pray with her, I will pray with Chinedu. After I pray with her, I'm going to pray with Chinedu. That's what I'm hearing from the Lord. Put hand on her eyes. Open.
Amen.
Open.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Check her. Examine her.
Touch my nose.
Are you just looking?
Hallelujah.
Every one of you, listen to me. If you follow our ministry, miracle is not an issue. What my pursuit at this stage of my life, all this, if you don't believe in miracle, you've never seen miracle, bring the cripples you know from your village, carry bus, bring them, and see what will happen before your eyes. It's not an issue. All of you there who are paralyzed, all of you who are paralyzed, stand up. Whether you are on crutches, raise your crutches and start walking out. All of you, raise your crutches. Oh yeah, look at that. Walk out. Look at that mama there, walk out. All of you paralyzed. Oh yeah, stand up. In the name of the Lord Jesus, rise up and walk. Let them walk. Walk forward. All of them, rise up and walk. Rise up. Walk forward. Don't stop them. Mama, walk. Walk, mama. Mama, begin to walk. Look at that. The next one, follow her. Follow mama. The next one, follow the third person. Begin, all of you, walk out. Anyone paralyzed?
For 3 years, mama could not walk without this walking aid.
She was carried here.
For what?
For 14.
14 years. Walk out. Everywhere you are, whether you're in the crowd, maybe you're not. Look at this one from this side. Anywhere you are, anywhere, walk out. If you are paralyzed, raise it and walk out. Raise your walking aid and walk out. Who is that person bouncing behind her? If you are blind, receive your sight in the name of Jesus. If you are blind, receive your sight. If you are deaf and dumb, in the name of Jesus, begin to hear, begin to speak. Don't bring anybody out. Don't. Those who are healed, walk out by yourself. Pick him up. Let him walk by himself. By yourself. Walk. All of them, come out. Walk out. Don't hold her. Walk by yourself.
This woman has been paralyzed for 4 years. She was carried to this program, Papa.
Where is she?
As soon as you gave the word, the power of God came upon her. She stood up herself and began to walk without the walking aid.
Let her walk. Walk out.
The husband that brought her here.
Who brought her?
The husband, Papa.
Walk out.
Miracles are happening. Papa, for 5 years now, without the walking aid.
There's someone deaf and dumb whose ear is popping open. You came with somebody deaf and dumb. Check the person. Deaf and dumb. Can hear, can speak. Check the person. Deaf and dumb. Healed. Examine that person now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everyone blind. Everyone blood disease. Blood disease. God is taking out blood disease. HIV. HIV, cancer is gone.
Amen.
Cancer is gone.
Amen.
Three people have been healed of cancer. Let there be miracles everywhere.
Amen.
Can we take our prayer?
Yes, sir.
Please, can we take our prayer? Are you ready for our prayer? We're going to come back. I feel a very strong anointing. There's a prophetic fire that's heavy here this morning. I mean, the very strong professor. Some secrets are going to be exposed now. But can we take our prayer? I can't hear you. Can we take our prayer?
Yes, sir.
It is good that when you come to God's house, you are able to live with something that you can take home and say, this is what I left. All these miracles, you can't write them. You can't document them. The one that is your own is what you wrote. What the prayers you can go home and pray. The scriptures you can go home and put in your spirit that can help your life. So it's very important. Let's say, examine those miracles I see happening. I have no hand in that. It is the business of God. So I'm going to do the one that concerns me, which is to pray. Everyone that is deaf, dumb, paralyzed. Wait, stand up. I don't want to see anybody on the wheel. Stand up. Don't sit. Get up. If you are unable to walk, rise up. Rise up now. You're blind, receive your sight. Every one of you, be free. Let's take this prayer loud and clear. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
David looked at Goliath. He said, God, put your head in my hand. And that's what we're going to pray. Every mountain that has risen up against me, human or circumstantial, God will put your head in my hand. Every mountain that has risen up against me, human or circumstantial, God will put your head. Say, my father.
My father.
Shout it loud and clear.
My father.
Let the devil hear your voice.
My father.
As I begin to pray.
Every mountain
that has risen up against me,
human or circumstantial,
God will put your head in my hand.
Open
your mouth and turn into prayer.
Go.
In Jesus' name. The more you can pray, the more your confidence will be announced. The more you can pray, the more you are going to pray for the baptism of prayer. Father, pour on me the mantle of prayer. Pour on me. Envelop me with the mantle of prayer. That the more I pray, the more I want to pray. Envelop me with the mantle of prayer. That the more I pray, the more I want to pray. Envelop me. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father.
As I begin to pray. Envelop me. With the mantle of prayer.
The more I pray.
The more I want to pray.
Open
your mouth and turn it to prayer. The more I pray, the more I want to pray. Open your mouth. The more I pray, the more I want to pray. The more I pray, the more I want to pray. In Jesus' name, lift your hands up.
The Lord just whispered, say there's a baptism of prayer fire. Certain selected, specific individuals. Before we go into a brutal session from this morning and tonight, God is marking His own. He's marking people with the mantle of prayer. Lift your two and say, Father.
Father.
Let the mantle.
Let the mantle.
The garment.
The garment.
Of prayer.
Of prayer.
Fall on me.
Fall on me.
Let the mantle.
Let the mantle.
The garment.
The garment.
Of prayer.
Of prayer.
The fire.
The fire.
Of prayer.
Of prayer.
Fall on me.
Fall on me.
Now.
Now.
The more I pray.
The more I pray.
Look at that. Help them at the back. Help them. Help those people. Look at people flying everywhere. Say, the more I pray.
The more I pray.
The more I want to pray.
The more I want to pray.
Lift your hands. Father, 36 of them, wherever they are, I throw the mantle from here. Let it fall upon a daughter of yours, a son of yours, at the count of three. One, two, three. Take! Take it. Take, 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 take. Bring them to me. Bring them here to me. Bring them, bring them. Take! On my right, everywhere, everywhere. Look at that, look at that. Everywhere, everywhere. Everywhere. Makotosi pali katayash. Into kosh. All of you under this extension, hold your hands here. Here. This place I'm pointing. Hold hands on your left and right. Left and right here. Hold hands left and right. Lift it up. This place. This place. Left and right. Hold it. Lift it up. Lift it up. Left and right. Hold somebody on your left and your right. Then lift here. I just saw the garment of Jesus. Whenever I see that, favor comes on people. Right now. Let the garment touch. Look at that. Look at that. Hold that garment. Hold that garment. Look at the garment. Look at the garment. Hold that garment. Hold that garment. Look at the garment upon 70 of you. Look at the favor. 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 Favor.
Amen.
Shatakato kaprakatas. Enasachalo. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Lord. Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater.
Jennifer. I'm hearing something like Jude. I don't know what that means. Jennifer, I'm hearing Jude. I don't know what that. I'm hearing Jennifer, I'm hearing Jude. I see the blessings of God overwhelming you. I see promotion. Your life is going to become a reflection of favor. The enemies have fought you for too long. Look at me. The enemies have fought you. Everything you have gotten in life, you always struggle. You always wait before they come. But the God of heaven is about to surprise you. To get married was a battle. Finally, it came. The enemy fought it. Even children was a battle. I see two. Like twins. I see twins.
Yes, sir.
What is yes, sir? You have twins. Can I pray for you? I see the blessing of the Almighty.
What's Chiazara? Chiazara.
My daughter.
Chi.
Yes,
Chizaram.
Yes,
there's Chi something I'm saying again. Is that your child? Where is the child?
They are there.
Can I pray for you? Stretch your hand here. I see a blessing. Who is Armstrong? If that's your name, please let me see you. Woko. Woko. What's your name?
Armstrong Woko.
Stand up.
Hallelujah.
I saw a You are the God of power. I believe. Lift your hands. That brother, like this. You. No. Something like that. Yes, you raise your hand. No, that brother, you. Do you know this guy? You. Do you know him? No, not you. Yes. Eh? Stand by him. Young man, can I pray with you? We want to agree with you that God, play the keyboard for me. God will mess up what wants to mess you up. I saw in the realm of the spirit. Do you know Mbise? Mbise?
Yes, sir.
I saw why are you holding your head? Do you know Ezinite? You know there?
My local government, sir.
I'm seeing something like Aquakuma. What's that? You know Aquakuma?
Yes,
What do you have to do with it?
It's my family house.
Hallelujah. What is fighting you wants to ruin you? Look at me. Look at my eyes. What is fighting you wants to, don't cry. What is fighting you wants to ruin you? I saw in the realm of the spirit, growing up like this is a battle. Growing up like this is a battle. You struggled and struggled and struggled. Anything you start to finish is a problem. This boy, you think I'm guessing? Think I'm guessing? To finish 1, 2 years in school, 1, 2 years, you dropped out.
Yes, sir.
You got to second year in school,
yes,
you
sir.
Dropped out.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. 200 level, you dropped
yes,
out
sir. Yes,
because
yes,
something
yes.
happened. Somebody died in your family,
yes,
and you dropped out. And that's how the enemy has been fighting your life. Look at my face. Who is it? You know Isabella?
My mom.
Who is Isabella?
My mom.
Your mother.
Allow me talk. You are crying.
Akaji Yoba Nemma. Chidima run here. Who is Chidima? Chris. Chidima Chris, run here. You see Kendo. Is it you? Listen, I just saw a young lady now. The doctor told you your womb is outside. I don't know what that means. So your womb is outside. They gave you a report that your womb is outside. Please run here, I don't have time. They gave you a report concerning your womb that it is outside. Run here, let me pray for you. Ole bubeya kene ruari nebe no. Isi kendo kenadi yatata. Akaya. Did they say a womb is outside? Apawa namaka enze Jesus. Adonai chemba. Is she the one? Is it you? Come, don't waste my time. Come out here. Anamiruki apawa enze Jesus. Adonai chemba. In 120 minutes from now, the favor that you've not experienced from birth, may you encounter it mysteriously. Help. Brother, lift your hands. I saw God changing your clothes. Jehovah is changing your garment. There's a call on your life. There's a mantle on your life. And I decree baptism to fulfill it.
Amen.
Let it come upon you.
Amen.
Touch.
Amen.
Mantle of fire.
Amen.
Take it. Let it go. Let it go. Take.
Amen.
Divine mantle. Prophetic mantle. Akapruta shatakalas. The mandate and assignment upon your life. Please take ushers. The mandate and assignment upon your life. Ushers, take care of her, please. That the enemy has impeded. Fulfill it with speed.
Amen.
Uncommon favor. Anamas Abraham Dayakadashi. Uncommon favor.
Someone is coming here in the next few hours with a testimony that will shock this state. That will shock this nation. That will shock this continent. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Right here you are. Oh, yeah. Bakasika, tika, tika, paradashe. God is giving someone a brand new heart. You have a problem. There's a heart problem. The Lord said, receive a new heart. In the massacre. A new heart. The same doctors that saw that before. Someone's kidney has been healed. Someone's kidney has been healed. There is healing flowing everywhere. There's healing. Whatever infirmity in your body, Jesus is taking it out. Out of your body. Out of your body. Out of your body. Out of your body. Out of your life. Just leave those hands to heaven. This season of your life, I decree, beyond just bodily healing, beyond just miracles in your body, beyond financial healing, I decree healing in your spiritual life. Your relationship and your walk with God. I speak healing. Restoration! In every aspect of your life. Help. Please help the people. Help them. Restoration. Your gifts that you lost, restored. Your hunger for God, restored. The name of Jesus. Right where you are, you want me to pray with you? You want to make peace with God? You want to receive Christ as your Lord, your Savior? You want to follow this Christ that we are talking about? You want me to pray with you? If you're in that category, you can raise your right hand up. Young man, come here. Come and put your hand on this altar. You want to follow Christ? You want to make up your mind to have an encounter with Christ? Raise your right hand up. Put your hand on the altar. Lady, the God that remembers people will remember you. Come, stand out.
Papa, miracle just happened while you were praying. Papa, sir, this woman said she came from Okigwe Road, number 28 Okigwe Road. She said 5 years ago, after her operation, she became blind in the right eye. While you were ministering just now, at the instance of the word, the healing power of God came upon her, the blind eye opened. She said, let's see, she called me, Pastor, come, God has opened my eye. That was as.
Where's the place she stays? Where do you stay?
I live at Okigwe Road. 28th Road, Okigwe Road.
What's your name?
Mrs. May Segesion.
Sorry, the reason we are talking about, we know it is private to start giving your details so that those who want to confirm can go and confirm. We serve a real God with real proofs and real miracles. You want to make peace with God and you want me to pray for you? Jesus, I receive you. I'm going to see so much happen tonight. So much. I just want to leave the sun and we'll come back in a couple of hours. Get everyone who felt the crusade is a scam. Oh, Papa is not coming. It's not true. We are here now. So tell a lot of people told me, Papa, we know you are not coming. I said, till then, we are here now. So get them here tonight and let's see what the Lord will do. I want to say, I need to serve this Jesus. You're in that category. Raise your right hand. And say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. Have mercy. Write my name in the book of life. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth. I'm saved. From this day, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, I pray with you. And I decree that the hand of God shall be upon you. The grace of God will rest on your life. In Jesus' name. Listen to me. Every decision you made here, you are empowered for its fulfillment. You will not be small in life. I want the pastors to remind me to minister to these people tonight, especially you. I want to work with time. I want to spend much time in the prophetic here tonight. But I need to prepare us for what God is about to do. Everyone who is sick, everyone who needs a miracle, come. This is your season. I didn't hear your amen well.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen well.
Amen.
So, Gabriel, remind me tonight. Speak to this lady and some others. I want to see how we can work out with time. Get an offering in your right hand and lift your right hand. Young man, come. I'm not praying for you. Come. Fast. Put your hand on your altar. The curse is broken. We reverse what has been done. Recover your years. Recover. Jesus' name. Hold it. Lift it above your head. Father, we decree rest on every side.
Amen.
In our lives and all that concerns us. Go ahead and just speak on that offering. Whatever you are, speak on it. 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 Speak on it.